Again, the top of the Gemara, that Omer Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said that Yomru Meir Shochev, they're going to say that Meir died, his Rebbe died. Yehuda Kois, that was the Meister before, that when Rav Meir was Nifta, so Rav Yehuda told his Tamidim, don't let any of the Tamidim Rav Meir come into my Beis Medrash. So it comes out that Rav Yehuda was angry, why Sumchis came in. And now Rav Yossi is saying that Yossi Shosik, if I'm going to be quiet, Torah Ma'atei Oleh, what's going to be with the Torah? In other words, I have something to say, let me say it, like he's going to answer now the question. That Omer Rav Yossi, L'nitzvacha, we only need it. In other words, the question was, why in our Mishnah does it say a Nazir can't touch a mace? And then it says he can't touch a Kazayis min a mace. So the question was, that's extra. Once you say a Nazir, if he touches even a Kazayis min a mace, that he's Magaleach, that he's Saisa, so Pshit, if he touches the whole mace, like why does the Mishnah have to say both cases if a Nazir touches a mace or a Kazayis min a mace? So Rav Yossi comes to answer that when it says a mace, it means a Chiddush, a special case. So he says, L'nitzach elu l'mace, shein alof kezayis basar. Talking about you have the mace, that disintegrated already, and there's no, not even a kezayis basar left on the mace. There's only like the skeleton of the mace. So in such a case, it's a chiddush that if a nazir touches, or it's in the oil, or a masa, that the nazir is tameh and is megaleach. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. A mace means that there's a mace there, true, it's a whole mace, but there's not even a kezayis basar flesh left on him. And then the Mishnah says another chiddush. Yes. Then the Mishnah says another chiddush that if you have the kezayis of the basar, that's also matam. So Piyadayin says to Gemara, Yoimer Aleiv Mimenu Megaleich. You still ask the question. Now the Chura, what's the chiddush now if you have a whole mace here that is no basar? For the Gemara, it's not worse than a Aleiv Mimenu Megaleich. Is Akulu Lekoshrein? Isn't it for sure Akulu also should be matama? Now that's the next part of the Mishnah. That if you have an Eva min ha-meis, an Eva min ha-meis is also metama. An Eva means a limb, even though it doesn't have the kezayis basar on it. Abi it's a limb, it's metame. So madach a limb, one limb, even though it doesn't have the kezayis basar, it's metama. So pshit, if you have the whole meis there, there are a lot of limbs there. Even though there's not a kezayis basar, still it should be metama. So still the kasher, what's the chiddush of a meis? And then it says the kezayis min ha-meis. So Gemara answers, Ella Kediyama Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon answers, that Lo Nitzrecho Ella Le Nefel, we're talking about the Chiddush here is of a Nefel, a premature baby, Shelo Niskashu Eivoro V'Gidim, that the baby was so young yet that the Gidim, the veins, did not come to form yet. So the limbs don't have veins with them. That's what Yechon says, Pshan the Mishnah in Oilis, and here also, Hochinami B'Nefel Shelo Niskashu Eivoro V'Gidim. We're talking about here right now, that's a nafel. Now this nafel, true, it's a mace sholem, but this nafel does not have its veins, the veins were not formed yet. So Mel, that's not called an aver. For an aver to have tumas aver, you have to have at least that there's basar, a little bit basar, gidim and atzomas. You have to have gidim, you have to have veins with the basar. So here, since there are no veins to this body yet, it would not have a tumah, machmas the aver. Therefore, the tumah only comes machmas the whole mace. Since it's a mace sholem here, that still has a tumas oil. Has all the tumas you have. Rav says, "L'nitzuchel l'roiv binyonoi or l'roiv minyonoi shein ben roiv atzomis." Rav says the chiddush of a mace sholem here means the case of the bones itself. We are touching like true. You don't have basar on it. You only have the bones. But the chiddush is like this. L'roiv binyonoi, l'roiv minyonoi, shein behen roiv atzomis. There's not even a roiv of the calf of atzomis. In other words, the Mishnah says, the chiddush of Yal Mishnah, that atzomis is metama, so we know, Allah is, if you touch an etzem, even kisera, small bone, it's metama you. But that's only if you touch it. What about tumas mas, oil? Let's say you bring the bone into a house, stam a small bone does not have tumas oil. In order to have tumas oil, usually you have to have at least a revius of kav. You have to have a revius of kav worth of atzomais, and that's how much bones you have to have in the room to give a tumas oil. Now, in our Mishnah says the Chiddush that by a nazir, when is a nazir megaleach, davka al chatzi kav atzomais. It's not enough a revius of kav, you have to have a chatzi kav atzomais. That's halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. That if you have the bones of a mace in the room, so the nazir is not doesn't have his, he's metame, because it's not worse than anybody else, but he doesn't have the special halacha that a nazir is megaleach. the Nazirat like becomes Tamei, and Saiser is Naziris, only if there's a Chatzi Kav of Atzomas worth in the room. Then we said that this Tumas Oil is Saiser the Din Naziris. So if you have less than a Chatzi Kav, it's not Saiser's Naziris. Now the Reish of the Mishnah, it says in Mace, the Taka doesn't mean a Mace Sholem, but it means if you have Roiv Din Yonai. That means you have the amount of bones, Roiv Binyan of the thing.
Yeah.
So that's the Chiddush over here. El Roiv Binyan or Roiv Minyanai. That if you have the Roiv Binyan of the bones of the Mace. Binyan means like the structure of the whole Mace. So here we have Roiv Binyan or Roiv Minyosh. Or Roiv Minyanai, that's Metame. So Roiv Binyanai means the Binyan. Like the height of the body, if you have rove of the bones that makes up rove of the height of the body, even though these bones by itself is not a chatzi yakav, still that's the chiddush, it has tumas oil. And who are din rove minyonai? Even if you take the smaller bones of the body, but you have rove of the amount of numbers of body, of bones you have in the body, that's also metame bioil. That's the chiddush of the reisha. Al hames means you have the bones of the mace less than a chatzi yakav. But our core point is that amount of bones is either Roiv Binyonoi or Roiv Minyonoi, that's enough to Metama Nazir to be Saiser his halachas. And then the next Mishnah says, Al Kazayas Minameis, that means if you have the Kazayas Basar, that's the Chiddush of Kazayas Basar. But the Chiddush of a race, Al Ameis, doesn't mean Al the Basar, means Al the Atzomis. Then the Mishnah says, Al Kazayas Meis, Al Kazayas Nitzel. If there's the Kazayas Nitzel of the Meis, that also has tumma for a nazir. For the Gemara of Yezeil Nitzel, what's called Nitzel? That means Boser HaMeis. Nitzel means the liquid that came out of the mace. The liquid that the body itself, the meat itself, melted down, and the juice that comes out of the body, that's called Nitzel. See, now the Kezayis of that, there's tumma HaMeis. If you touch it, you carry it over Yoyal. So now, Nitzel is Boser HaMeis Shekorosh. Either that the meat itself got gelled up, or else Umoyal Shosiach. It also means the juice that came out that you could heat up and give off bubbles. So Mora says, hey, Chidami, what are we talking about over here? Elaim, if you want to tell me, like this juice that you find outside the mace, if you want to tell me we have a doubt, like maybe it didn't come out from the meat, the flesh of the mace? If so, if you have a doubt where it came from, kikorosh mahevei, even if this juice gels up, so what? Who says it came from the mace? Maybe it comes from someplace else? So what's the difference? You're telling me now that this juice that gelled up has the tumah. Eli, you want to tell me, the adinon, didideihu, yes, we know that this juice came out of the mace. This is the liquid that came out of the mace. So if so, afagav the loikorish. The loch of nitzel is the liquid that comes out of the mace. So what is the Mishnah, what do we say now? Korash, it means it gelled up. What do you have to have the liquid to gel up for? Even if the liquid would be in its pure form liquid, it also has this tumas of a mace. That's called nitzel. A kezayis of the liquid that comes out of the mace also has tumas mace on it. Somerav yimiyah b'stam. I'll tell you, we're talking about now that this liquid that comes out is stam liquid that you find right outside the mace. So you have a doubt now, really, where did it come from? The doubt is, did it come from the flesh itself, or the liquid inside it, or maybe it came from the kichay v'neya. That means from the spit, or it comes out of the nose, maybe that's where it came from. And if it only came from that, that does not have tumas ameis. Sound from its spit or from its nose, that doesn't have tumas ameis. The tumas ameis has to be the liquid came, like from the body itself. Either the flesh itself started to melt down, had to come from the body. So therefore, this liquid that came out of the mace now is stam. So we have a doubt now, really, what part of the mace did it come from? So therefore, we say like this. Ikorish, if you tell me that this liquid gels up soon, noyelu. That's talk of the liquid that came out from the mace and has tumas mace on it. But loikorish, in the case that this liquid does not gel up, then we say, Dilma kecha v'neihu. Maybe it was only his cough, the spit or the nose that ran, that doesn't have tumas mace. So therefore, talk of we have a suffix, where does this liquid come from? So then we say, if it gels up, that's the proof that really came from the mace itself. And the same thing would be if you cook it up also. The same thing. That the taste itself, v'chein moyel shosiach, moyel hayotze min ha-meis v'sichoy v'or v'hela v'sichoyz, hayno nitzel k'zayas tamme v'yoyel. And the liquid, if you cook it up, and it gives off bubbles, it can start bubbling up, that's the proof that the liquid came from the mace itself. But if it did not come from the mace itself, just a keich of an ayoy, that would not be able to bubble up. So therefore, that's also proof to say that this liquid came from the mace itself. Now, boy minay Abaye mirabba. Abaye has the shala from Rabba. Yesh nitzol lebehema or yeh nitzol lebehema. Nothing to do with hilchas nazirus. Stam, we know there's a tumas of a nevela, a behema that dies. So the bosser is a nevela. It's a matama person. If somebody touches a nevela, he becomes tamei. Inshallah, what about if you have the juice of the animal? Not the flesh, not the basar, but yesh nitzel, let's say the meat melted down, and you have liquid now coming out of the dead nevela. So, does that have tumor or not? If somebody touches it, isn't that called nevela? It's matami, you or not? Like Tosa says, kizayis min ha-nevela shenirkav mielav, v'nimuach. The meat itself started to rot away, and started to melt. Mi matama b'maga v'masa. We're not talking about a nazir. If a nazir touches a nevela, it's not soyser as nazirus. It's only a tumas mace of an adam that soyser nazirus. See, the question is, Tom, if you have this liquid that came out of the behemoth itself, and a man touches it, is he tamei or not? Mi armina do we say, gemira nitzel diosim miyodam, that is a loch in the Mishnah that nitzel is tamei, that only comes out from an adam, from a dead adam. Well, the yosim of the hemaloi, if it comes out of the nevela, a dead animal, there's no chiddush. Or dil maloishna, maybe there's no difference. Even the liquid that comes out from a dead animal also has the tumak in nevela. But if somebody touches it, it's matama the yodam. It's going to sound like this. Honi chalaman diyama tumachamura adlager vitumachala adlakelef. Shapir. There's a machloikis that when something's tummy, tumachamura pasha means a tumas nevela. Of an animal that's metamen odom b'maga b'masa. So now the shaila was, when an animal dies, how long is his bosa still fit to have tuma on it? So one man diyama says adlegir, that it has to be fit in order for a person to eat it. Now it has to be roi lachilas odom. The tuma kala, ma'ashegen other tumas, that are kala that are simpler than that. So he said, Ratois says, pirushar oichlin, sheine metamen melekebeitza, lishar oichlin. Other, not a nevela, but other oichel, that's makabu tuma, that's called the tuma kala, it's an easier tuma. Over there we say, ad lekelef, that there the tuma stays on you until it's not edible, even for a dog. So then shapir. Shapir means that there'll be no question over here. Because that you say tumas nevela, according to this mandiyama, is only cause the man the meat is still fit to be eaten. The ger means that a ger, then we're not allowed to eat nevela. But a ger that's allowed to eat nevela doesn't mean a ger teshuv. It means a ger that wasn't a kava mitzvah yet. That if we give it to a ger, so if he could still eat it, it still has the tumas nevela on it. So according to this shita, that when it's not fit to be eaten by a man, it's only fit to be eaten by a kelev. There's no more tumor on it, so there's nothing to talk about. Because all nitzel is not fit to be eaten anymore. So pshita nitzel will not have tumor from an nevela. But elolaman the yomah, but according to the other man the yomah that holds, tumah chamura ad lekelef, he holds no. Even the tumah chamura, strong tumah, like the tumah of a nevela, when an animal dies, we say its body, it has tumas nevela on it, so the tumah remains in the meat as long as it's still edible by a dog. Even though it gets so rotten, it's so terrible now, it's a few days old already, that's rotten away, that a man would not eat it, but as long as a dog would still eat it, he holds the tumas nevela still stays on it. If somebody touches it, it's still matama the person. So according to this shita, ma'ik l'meima, what's going to be the locha? In other words, this nitzel comes from the meat that starts to rot away, and it gets so rotten that it starts to become into liquid, it starts to dissolve, it comes into liquid. So that liquid is not fit for nodam teat. So, but it's fit for a dog teat. So that's a shaila, according to this man, the yama, that holds as long as it's fit for a dog, it could still have its tumor. Maybe it's only when it's still in the stage of meat, but when it comes into liquid form, it loses its tumor. Or maybe no, maybe even though it changed into liquid, maybe yesh nitzel lebehema. That's the shaila. So this Gemara says, Toshima, come and bring your proof. Not in a tasefta that says, hamchu bi'or. If you melt down this meat, or the fat of an animal, in fire, is tamei. So what melts down is still tamei. If you melt down the fat, so now you have it in liquid form, that fat that still has tumas nevela on it. But the chamator, if you only let it stay in the sun, and the sun baked down upon the fat of the animal that made the fat melt down, then it's tor. So Tosfos says the chametor, because shenimuach bechamer, when it melts down in the sun, humasriach, it rots away mi'chayim Hashem, from the heat of the sun. V'yenerur lachilas adam, it's not fit for man to eat it anymore. V'lakachu tor, therefore it's tor. It's not fit for man to eat it. Now the question is, v'yisagotar techach lekelev. If you tell me now that tuma chamura applies, and the tumas nevel applies, he calls a man, a dog could still eat it, even though it comes to a stage, it's so rotten away that a man would not eat it anymore. But as long as a dog would still eat it, you want to tell me it still has tumas nevel? If so, here, afilu b'chamanami, even if you melt down the fat of the nevel, of the animal, you melt it down in the sun, so what? Why does the tumas go off it? The habamina is it's still fit for a dog to eat it. The only thing that's wrong then is that it changed from a solid into a liquid. So here you have a proof here, there's no tumas nitzah by a behema. That once the meat or the fat turns into liquid, there's no more tumah by a nevela. So here you have a proof here, there's no tumas nitzah by a nevela. So Gemara says, no. Gemara says, could be there's no proof from here. I tell you, eima mamchilei bosa di asruach v'chama. When the sun starts to melt down upon this fat, it doesn't melt away right away. First, what the sun does is it makes it stink, it makes it get rotten so much. First, it's masriach. Now, kivan the asrach, heaven layofram. And when it gets so disgusting, like the rats away, it becomes like offer. So the kids, even before it changes over into liquid form, it cannot not fit even for kelev to eat it. So that's why here it's worse. As if you let it rot away in the sun rots it away so much that even before it changes over into liquid form, it becomes like offal, like dirt, it's not even fit for a dog to eat it. So that's why here it has no tumas nitzel. But maybe in a case where it changes over to liquid form before it gets so rotten away, where a dog would still eat it, maybe then it would have tumas nevela. So from there you have no proof. Tonight we learned like this. So kids of the world is not pushing the shayla if you have a tumas nitzah by a behema or not. Tanan, we learned another halacha, Mishnah Machshirin, kol ha-nitzik tohor. Any tarvet nitzik is tohor, it's not called a chibur. Nitzik means when you're pouring something. Let's say on the bottom there you have a dish of tamadika food. The food's tamay, and you have a glass, now you're pouring water. And there's a straight flow from the water, the big pitcher of water on top, or a pitcher of wine, you're pouring down into this food. And there's really, it's touching. The food now is connected to the top pitcher of wine, because you're flowing, pouring over the wine, so there's a straight flow from the pitcher down to the eichel. So one svar would be is that the pitcher on top becomes tamei, because there's like an attachment between the bottom food and the top. So that we say no. Kol ha-nitzik tor. If it's only called attached, through nitzik, through pouring something, that's not called a chibur. We don't look as if the bottom is called attached to the top. We look as if the top is still a body by itself. And the top wine is not called touching the bottom food. Only the wine that mamish comes into the food, then it becomes tummy. But the top flow is not called a chibur, it's not called attached. Chutz, excluding, midvash hatzifim v'yatzviches. That's like thick type of honey. Thick type of honey, since it's thick already, then we consider it a chibur, it's called attached. It's called like one body, when you start pouring off this thick honey, then we say when the bottom honey touches the dover tum in the bottom, it's called the connection all the way up to the top jar of honey, and all the honey in the jar is also tummy. That's called chutz midvash atzifim yatzichis. That's thicker honey, Tosfos says. Shu'av yosem idai. It's very, very thick.